From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
John 3 verse 36 says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. These words were spoken by John the Baptist. John the Baptist, of course, was the forerunner of Christ. In other words, John was sent by God to prepare the way for the coming Messiah. And there's no doubt that John the Baptist was a faithful witness to Christ. At all times in his short ministry, John declared the truth concerning Jesus Christ. He faithfully pointed men to the Saviour as the only source of salvation. John's ministry is a wonderful example for any preacher or Christian worker to follow, because his whole ministry was taken up with exalting the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God. Here in our text in John 3 verse 36, John the Baptist leaves his hearers in no doubt concerning their great need of God's salvation. But more particularly, John the Baptist leaves his hearers in no doubt concerning the only source of God's salvation and the consequences of rejecting that only source. For a few moments, let us notice a number of things that are found in this text. First of all, consider a plan that is simple. He that believeth on the Son. The plan of salvation is simple. Simple in that all the sinner has to do is to accept the gift that has been given, because all the work has been done. Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ has risen again, Christ has provided salvation for the whosoever will, and God's simple plan for sinful man to gain this so great salvation is for the sinner to believe on the Son. He that believeth on the Son. My friend, have you ever believed on the Son of God? It is a plan of faith. He that believeth on the Son. That word believeth means to trust in, to rely on, or to adhere to. It means to put your faith completely in. In other words, if I put my trust in someone, I am trusting them to do exactly what they said that they would do. I am relying on them to keep their word and to keep their promise. Well, God has promised that all who put their faith in His Son will be saved. It's a plan of faith, and it is a plan of faith in Christ. He that believeth on the Son, our text says, the Son of God. He is the one who is on view here, and He is the one that you and I must put our faith in if we want to receive God's wonderful salvation. Christ is the one and the only one that we must rely on and adhere to and trust in for the saving of our souls. We are not to trust in the church. We are not to rely on the minister. We are not to put our faith in the ordinances. God's plan for the sinner is a plan of faith in His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is a personal plan. In other words, our text says, he that believeth on the Son. That word is a personal pronoun. It is referring to the individual. You see, salvation is a personal matter. And that means you as an individual have the responsibility of making things right with God personally. No one can save you. You as an individual must personally believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must personally rely on him. Trust in him to save your soul. Oh, the hymn writer penned it well when he wrote the words, only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. But notice a promise that is sure. Our text says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. When the sinner puts their faith in Christ and relies solely upon him for their salvation, then they are given the gift of everlasting life. Here we have the promise for all those who put their trust in the Son of God for salvation. It is a sure promise. Our text says, hath everlasting life. The word hath means to have. It means to possess. It means that it belongs to you. It becomes yours. Therefore, the moment we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, we become possessors of eternal life. And it is a divine promise. This promise of everlasting life is a promise that has been made by God and given by the Almighty. Therefore, no one can take this promise away from us after we are saved. It is permanent. The promise will last as long as God will last. And God makes the promise on the basis of Calvary and what his only begotten Son accomplished upon the cross. On the basis of what Christ accomplished on the cross, God promises sinners that if they believe on his Son for salvation, then he will give them everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? In John 11 and verse 25 and 26, we read these tremendous words, the words of Christ. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? If you want to be a possessor of everlasting life, my friend, then trust in Christ. Rely on him. Believe on the Son of God as your own and personal Redeemer. Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But notice something else in the text, a prospect that is sad. Our text goes on to say, and what solemn words we have here at the end of verse 36. It says, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Here we have the sad prospect for all those who refuse to believe on Christ for salvation. Notice first of all the phrase, believeth not. That phrase literally means to be unpersuaded. In other words, after sinners hear about God's only plan of salvation, that they must believe in the Son in order to have everlasting life, after they hear that wonderful message, they are unpersuaded that that is true. They refuse to believe that everlasting life can only be obtained the way God says. Their attitude is, surely there must be another way. They are not persuaded that trusting in Christ alone and relying solely upon him for salvation will bring them to heaven. Here we have the pathway of the Christ rejecter. Notice that when the sinner is unpersuaded to accept God's way, two things are sure. First of all, they don't receive everlasting life. And secondly, the wrath of God abides upon them. The word abideth in verse 36 means to remain or to continue. The word wrath means anger. Therefore, what the text is teaching is this. If the sinner is unpersuaded that trusting in Christ alone is sufficient to save them, then not only will they not receive everlasting life, but God's anger will remain or continue upon them. You see, when we're born into this world, we're born in sin and condemned already. That condemnation remains and continues unless we accept God's plan of salvation and trust Christ as our Saviour. My friend, what is your spiritual position today? Are you persuaded that Jesus Christ is the only Saviour? Or are you still unpersuaded? If you're still unpersuaded that you need Christ alone as Saviour, then God's wrath is upon you. And when you die, you'll be lost forever and forever and ever. You see, in order to escape the judgment of God, you must put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only trust him, only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you. He will save you now. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.